Welcome to Chicana and Latina Moms Podcast. This is our podcast, un lugar donde hablaremos sobre la salud mental, cultura, como Chicanas and Latina Moms, la importancia de self-love, self-care, self-compassion, y el recordatorio que somos chingonas, y que esta es una revolución y una evolución para crear la mejor versión de nuestro ser. Because we can. Because calladitas, no more. You're listening to Chicana and Latina Moms Podcast. The content is not intended to replace or substitute for any professional counseling or therapeutic advice. Hola, Chicana and Latina Moms. ¿Cómo están? Espero que estén muy bien. I hope you're having a beautiful morning or evening, whatever time you're listening to this podcast, our podcast, Chicana and Latina Moms. My name is Amapola Ramirez, and I am the host and creator of Chicana and Latina Moms podcast, and I am a Chicana therapist. So thank you so much for being here. A ver, ¿de dónde empiezo? I've been busy, but overall productive, so I'm glad for that. And I work with kids, by the way, you guys. I no longer work at a dialysis clinic. This is a beauty of the social work degree that you can go, like, you can work with different populations. And I really enjoyed my time working with the patients at dialysis. And, you know, it is sad because, you know, some pass away and you sit with them, you talk to them about love, and you get to hear, you know, their tristeza and their grieving. And kid you not, you guys, all of the patients there, any question I would ask them, what is one of the goals that you would like in life? This is what they would say. Quiero regresar a trabajar. I want to drive. I want to go to work. They miss getting up to go to work because most of them end up going to dialysis like 3 or 4 times, depending on their prescription, to sit there next to the machine to get dialysis for about 3-4 hours. It all depends on the prescription and the need of, you know, their body. But I love my degree. If I want to work at a prison, I could, but I'm not. Pero si quiero, puedo. I can try. If I want to go to work with a juvenile hall at a hospital, you know, outpatient, working with kids or adults, inpatient, I could work at a school. I mean, there's so many places you can go with the master's in social work, and it is so beautiful. And the beautiful thing is, you guys, that you get to work with the population that needs you. Everyone at some point in our lives, we've all needed or will need a social worker. And I really love my degree because I can change, you know, if I ever want. But right now where I'm at, I'm enjoying it. I'm learning and I love my kiddos that I work with. So yes, so today, in today's episode, I want to talk about saying thank you versus sorry, and how that is linked to our self-esteem. I did do an episode talking about the importance of not apologizing so much. And in this episode, yes, it's kind of like attached to that, and ways to improve our self-esteem, and where does our doubt come from? Why is it that we find ourselves saying sorry for things that we shouldn't say sorry? I've been there, you know, I've been there. And that is linked to people pleasing, right? So let's start off by dissecting the word thank you. All right. Gracias. Cuando decimos gracias, because we appreciate something that someone's done for us, right? When you pray, you say thank you to God. When you say thank you, gracias to your family members, a stranger, a coworker, a friend, a comadre, etc., you are able to say, like, I appreciate you. right? And the word sorry is, well, when you apologize for something that you did wrong. But since we're talking about saying thank you versus sorry, there's times where we say sorry for something that we shouldn't be apologizing for because we didn't do it on purpose. And second, the person's probably not even offended. Let me explain. Si tú llegas a un meeting y te estás nerviosa y hay una silla and it's next to the person, you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Can I take this? Like, why would you say, I'm so sorry. Can I take this? Just be like, is this chair being used? That's it. That's it. No tienes que decir sorry. Porque you're not doing anything wrong. You're walking into a meeting and you need to sit down and that chair is empty. And the other person, there's no need for you to apologize to them. So walking in confident and, you know, this is a technique that I always remind my clients to do, which is, you know, when you walk into a room and where you know that you're going somewhere where you're like just nervous, then reminding yourself, okay, I'm not going to over apologize today. It is a trial and error, you guys, because there's going to be times where la vamos a regar y pues ni modo, like trial and error. And it's okay. Don't beat yourself up, okay? Because you're only human. And if you've been apologizing for things that you shouldn't be apologizing for many years, then, you know, have grace for yourself and be patient. Because remember, it takes time for us to master, you know, a goal. And the importance of, you know, just being aware, being mindful. I use that word all the time through all of my episodes. Just be mindful. As long as you're mindful, like you're aware, there's awareness of, okay, I normally tend to do this. ¿Cómo lo voy a hacer diferente the next time? So I can continue to empower myself. So let's use another scenario. ¿Qué tal si vas a un baby shower? Igual. You know when you get to a party late and you're like, ¿a dónde nos vamos a sentar? I don't know that family. If we're going to share a table and it feels a little awkward. You know that happens often. I'm not the only one that feels that way. I am so sure. But either way, I'll still sit down even though I'm like a little like, oh, hi, you know. But there's times where it's just like, oh, I'm so sorry. Can I get a napkin? And it's like, it caught me. I'm like, why am I saying sorry? Oh, my gosh. Like, if the napkins are in front of them, you know, a lot of people say, well, I'm saying sorry because I'm apologizing that I'm stopping them from eating to give me the napkin. Well, at that point, you don't need to say sorry. You just need to say thank you, I appreciate you at the end of your sentence or after they give it to you. I think after they give it to you, it's best. So let's say there's napkins, whatever it is you're asking the person that, you know, that's able to give it to you. And it's just saying, disculpe, ¿me podría dar las servilletas? Gracias. Instead of, I'm so sorry. Can I get those napkins? Oh, thank you. No, we want to sound confident. We want to sound confident. Very, really important, you guys. It takes practice. And, you know, I think when we go back to this generational traumas of mothers, right, that have raised us, or if it's abuelitas and there's like generational traumas, because there's a lot of people who grew up with their grandparents. So whenever there's a mother, okay, that has pretty much, how can I say it? Like, what's the word I want to use? Humiliated? A mother that would always make you feel like you're not worthy and, you know, that your voice didn't matter. All of that has to do with how we behave now as adults, the choices that we make, right? We already know that. And so when it comes to you apologizing, it's kind of like, I want people to know that I'm kind. And sometimes it's like comes across as you're trying really hard. And I'm here to remind you that you don't have to try really hard to be liked and be accepted. Just be yourself. And that's the thing that many people are like, but I have a difficult time because what if people don't like me? If people don't like you, they're not for you. Yeah. They're not for you. It's hard to accept that. Even within family, you guys, there's a lot of family members, you know, in our family. There's some that accept you. There's some that don't. ¿Qué importa? Doesn't matter. They don't pay your bills. They don't call you. They don't live in your shoes. They don't know what you go through. So it doesn't matter what people think. People are always going to think what they want. But in regards to this situation here, when we sometimes say sorry for too many things that we shouldn't, we need to start shifting that to saying thank you. Cuando alguien te da, like when someone tells you like, oh, you look so pretty today, or I love your blouse, instead of saying, oh, this raggedy thing. Yeah, I got it like 3 years ago. No, don't say that. Just say, oh, thank you. I mean, tú te la pusiste for a reason, right? Because there's something that you like. Unless you're going to put clothes that you don't like and you just, you know. Because there are people that will put on anything and they will not feel good about themselves. So this is one of the things that I say, dress up for yourself. Show up for yourself. And it goes a long way. Even if you're a stay-at-home mom. I used to do that when my kids were, my youngest was in elementary and my son was in high school. I was a stay-at-home mom, but I was studying. But I would always get ready for myself. And, you know, the good thing is that, like, I loved to do videos, educational videos. And that was kind of also, like, you know, what helped me. But cuando te sientes bonita and you feel confident. So, you know, if it's makeup or not, or if it's curling your hair or straightening your hair, whatever works for you. But this is just a friendly reminder that if you are that person that finds yourself apologizing for so many things, it is time to stop. It is time to shift that into confidence. Because it does come across very, how can I say it, insecure. Okay, we've all been there. I've been there. But we have to check ourselves. Because the whole goal here is to empower our being and to learn many, many things that can help us improve, because our kiddos are looking at us, you guys. They're the only people that we should care what they're seeing. Because, you know, kids learn from what they see versus what they hear. So I highly recommend that if the next time, you know, you go into a meeting or a party, prep your mind and say, okay, I'm going to walk in confident. I'm going to be polite, respect myself, not over apologize, because there's no need for me. Unless, of course, hiciste algo y la regaste, pues okay, I get it, you know, like, I'm going to apologize. And then there's people that don't apologize when they need to apologize. Hi, us human beings, te digo. I had a friend that always, she would always say, te digo. So every time I say that, I think of her. But yes, you guys, this is a short episode because it's just a friendly reminder that the next time you apologize, be mindful. Did I really have to apologize? All right. Maybe allow yourself to apologize like a few times. There's something called cold turkey and warm turkey. And it's used for terms for people who use substances. Cold turkey, we already know that, right? You cut something cold turkey. And for some people it works and for some people it doesn't. And for the people that doesn't, they have to use warm turkey because you have to slowly decrease the consumption of drugs. But in this case, we're going to decrease the expression of always saying sorry. So I hope that helps. So I believe in you all. I believe in myself. And I think we're all capable of improving our being and creating a better version of ourselves as we continue to live this beautiful life. And yes, there's things that happen that are sometimes very uncomfortable, but we have to keep going and pushing through. And when there's beautiful things, take the time to soak it in and create a beautiful moment for yourself and your family and for our comunidad. Thank you so much. Take care and stay tuned for more. Adios. Gracias por escuchar. Thank you so much for tuning in the Chicana and Latina Moms podcast.
You can find me on Instagram at Chicana_LatinaMomsPodcast. And also, don't forget to leave a review. Gracias. Hey, my Chicana and Latina sisters, please do not forget to leave a review and give me your feedback. I would really appreciate it. This also helps other new listeners know what we're about. Gracias.